Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
At 7:22 on a Tuesday morning, today's forecast partly to mostly cloudy. Chance early this evening of an isolated shower. And a high of 72 degrees, low down to 51 tonight as we bring in Storm Team 4 Chief Meteorologist Brian Niznanski. Dude, did we hit 80 yesterday or no?
Yep, 81 degrees.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah, the record was 84, though, so shy of that. But who cares? Back-to-back 80-degree days. Kind of feel like we're on vacation. A friend of mine, he was like, he was out on the golf course texting me. His name's Tom, and he... He's like, these are like little gifts that you're giving us.
Brian. Yeah.
I'm like, okay, well, thank you. Yeah.
every time I have that experience, I feel like we stole one. It's relevant, Niz, right? Because after last week's 80, Eric said, that's it. We're done. And I said, no, we got two. I said, two more 80s in it yet this season.
Did not see that coming.
Didn't think we'd get it in 1 week.
See, never say never. Everybody, it's like a mindset that we all have, including myself, where you feel like, you know, like weather should be this all the time. Like, you know, in your head, you have a picture of what the weather really should be. And that's what it typically is. But you're always going to have these little blips. However, we've had more little blips than usual this fall. It has been an incredible stretch.
I do think fall colors like popped overnight. So there was, yeah. Was that because of the freeze or?
Yeah, a couple, you know, before we really warmed up, we had a couple of those mornings where, you know, you dipped into the 30s, some places even the 20s, and that finally allowed things to pop. Still a little behind schedule, especially here in Milwaukee. However, I do think in the coming nights, when we start to cool down again, we start to get at least into the 40s again, I think our turn is coming. I anticipate peak color northwest of Milwaukee pretty much now and over the next couple of days. And then Milwaukee probably not going to be until sometime next week.
I can't get over the number of bugs that are now everywhere, oh. Brian. Like, there's a White House in our neighborhood that looked a different color because there's so many ladybugs.
That house is moving.
Like, what is happening? And this warm weather, I'm assuming, is helping with that.
It is. And I think it's a cumulative effect. Like the south side of my house, you're exactly right. The stink bugs, the box elders, I mean, just completely, you know, covering, especially when the sun is shining. I think it is cumulative, whereas maybe we didn't get a complete, and I'm not an expert at this, but I can only tell you, you know, weather-wise, what could be a factor. You know, we obviously had a no winter last year. We have been incredibly warm, you know, much of this year, and I think that is having an effect. Maybe there wasn't a complete kill-off last year. You know, whether they're able to produce more bugs, I don't know. But yes, I mean, the correlation, I think, is probably pretty clear. And we're not imagining it. It is pretty crazy.
When you have trick-or-treat by you, you guys, you're grafting, so you go day of, right, Halloween?
Yeah, no, we're Saturday.
Oh,
we're,
nice. We're all right, not, so a lot of communities are going to be this weekend. Mm-hmm. What do you see?
Yeah, this weekend looks great. Like, temperatures this weekend, not going to be 80 degrees again. But right now it looks dry and it looks like highs around 60, which is totally manageable. At least your kid doesn't have to put on a winter coat like over the costume.
worst
get
ever.
Snowed on.
Yeah. So like hopefully that holds. You know, it looks like a great fall weekend. I mean, I think a lot of people, even though we love the 80 degrees, like something about like, you know, needing that extra fleece and standing around a fire or, you know, hot chocolate or, you know, maybe a little something added to it. You know, there's
something. What are you
something,
talking about?
A little something in there?
You know, is part of Halloween, you know?
Little
so it would be
cider.
A little bit strange if we're walking around in 80 degrees on trick-or-treat.
No, you want to wear your sweater to the pumpkin patch. You don't want to go out there in short sleeves.
Yeah, absolutely. And right now it looks like a good standard fall weekend. We're Saturday. I don't know about you guys, but like it seems like a growing thing too. Like we're neighborhoods, like it depends on the neighborhood, but we got a lot of people kind of same age, same amount of kids that it's turned into almost a block party.
Oh yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome.
I have mixed feelings on that.
Love like, that. Oh, you would. I have mixed feelings on people having a good time at a holiday.
especially if it's during the game, you know, like it's another noon kick if you got the noon to three.
Oh, they'll do it on a Sunday. Okay, I thought it was like a Saturday.
Well, you know what also is very important about trick-or-treat, Vinny, is it's your one of your last opportunities of a good show-mo.
Oh.
You know?
Actually, that's not true. I think Vince would push it to Thanksgiving.
But to Niz's point, boy, it's going to be on display, let me tell you. And I am already tracking out exactly a primo and the show-mo.
All right.
We're going to top it off on that Sunday morning in Greendale. It's going to be.
We need a little bit of rain, though.
If you're coming by the Vetrano house. Look at that lawn.
But stay off it. Don't you go cutting across the lawn. You better put up stakes.
We can have a special, right? It's staked off like at the ballpark.
Yeah.
You know, walk over here. That's a good
tip.
Put up police tape. It'll look like a holiday, a Halloween decoration.
All right, Niz. Thanks, my friend.
Yep. See you guys.